Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you weren't listening earlier, we enlightened Jason Longshore to a carpool karaoke featuring this song, Mariah Carey, and James Corden did one good thing his entire time here. He got all the people who did carpool karaoke after they did their segment to sing her song, and then he put it all together for a Christmas version of Carpool Karaoke. He had never seen it. I'm passing this on to you guys, too, if you haven't. It's actually not a bad little video. Seeing the Red Hot Chili Peppers sing this song and clap to it. Seeing Flea clap to this song is pretty funny. By the way, as we are here, I want to remind you once again, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home and what? Start packing today. This has been a wonderful morning on this Christmas Eve. Supposed to be Sam and Greg. Mr. Crenshaw had some other duties. So we decided to have a mashup. The Intersection, Jason Longshore, Noel, who's regularly our producer on the weekends, they do a show Thursday nights at 11 o'clock. Sometimes it's pushed to 12. But on their show, they finish with what we're going to finish with today. So be sure to tune in when you get a chance to listen to these two because they do a great job. But I thought, oh, so we're going to do a mashup. We got to finish this with what you guys do. So, Noel, take it from here.
All right. So we are officially on the intersection on the corner of sports and everything else. And we are throwing darts like we typically do to end a segment. And if you've heard this segment before, you know, Jason usually explains what darts is all about. So, Jason, take it away.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because usually we throw darts at the end of our show,
yes,
which is at the end of the bar's functional hours of business.
Yes.
It's kind of weird to be hanging out at last call at 8:46 in the morning.
Right, with the sun up outside.
Look, I can't say that it's never happened, but it's been a long time.
Club
right?
anytime.
I was about to say, like,
yeah,
we leave the club anytime.
Yeah, we are.
It's been a while since we're talking last call at 8:46 in the morning, but here we are. When we get to last call, you know how it is. You've had a couple drinks. You've had a good time. Darts usually come up. You start throwing darts. Well, as we've done the intersection for so long now, Noel and I have played all the dart games. We wanted to throw darts at something specific to up the ante. So we found this dot matrix printer back in the back of the bar. I think it still works. Dylan, can we check it?
Ah, there it is.
He found the plug. We got some cartridges from the Goodwill down the street. And what we did, because you can do all these things with 3D printers now, we made a way to link this dot matrix printer to a USB, so we can print a picture, anything we want, dot matrix style, to throw darts at. Now, the game we play is we all nominate something to throw darts at. Now, you can join in and throw darts at it. That's what usually happens because, again, by the end of the night, we're all, yeah, let's throw darts at it. Let's go. But sometimes you can say, you know what? I do not want to have darts thrown at that. I'm going to rescue it, and I'm going to put it up on the wall on our wall of fame here at the bar. So I'll give you an example. I will be the first to nominate something to throw darts at. It's kind of an easy target. Dylan, can you print me a picture of a leprechaun?
Okay.
We talked about it a little bit in the last segment. Notre Dame has been crying a lot lately. A lot about not getting into the playoff. They were crying about how the ACC treated them because, I don't know, they actually promoted one of their members rather than a not member who is an affiliate, whatever. Oh, but we give you so much in these other things. You're not a member. We're going to promote the member, Miami.
Notre Dame. Part-time member.
They're not even that. Like, they're like a half. Like, they think they can do better in football, so they don't want to join. So this is what happens.
Yeah, it's very part-time lover energy.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm saying. It's part-time.
Stop your crying. Stop whining. You get darts thrown at you. I'm throwing darts at Notre Dame and the leprechaun mascot dancing around crying about the college football playoff. I'm throwing darts.
You know, I'm going to throw a dart with you, Jason, because I was also kind of, like, I was kind of perplexed at the one. I was like, what are we whining about? Like, y'all know y'all lost to Miami. You don't really have a great resume. You're not in a conference, so you can't win. You can't be conference champ. What are we talking about?
It was the whining about Miami that set me off. I was kind of like, all right, everybody complains when they get left out of something. That's cool. But the whining about the ACC promoting Miami beating Notre Dame.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, that's their team.
They did.
Like, pick
They're
a conference.
In the conference. Get in a conference. Stop whining. I'm throwing darts at Notre Dame.
Yep. I'm throwing darts at
you,
them.
You throwing darts, Greg, or are you going to rescue the leprechaun?
No, I'm not going to. Well, that was my question. Can I replace somebody that you've asked?
No, you
the
can
school,
nominate.
The school, I'm good with all of that.
Okay.
The leprechaun, it's a mascot. I don't care about that.
So you don't want to throw darts at the
I want to throw it at the AD who got up there and said all this stuff.
Fair enough.
As opposed to the leprechaun.
Well,
now,
the leprechaun is the stand-in for the
it's
AD.
Just the, it's,
okay.
Yeah,
well, then,
it's just, it's just a represent right. the program
the
as a whole.
It's symbolic.
Because we got to print out something.
I get it. This is y'all game. All right, I'm with you.
Okay, so
you're
throwing darts. I'm
throwing Dylan, you throwing darts, you saving the leprechaun.
No, I'm definitely throwing darts at the leprechaun. They had an equal opportunity to get into the dance just like everybody else. You just didn't make it. And you didn't make it because you didn't handle your business. You can't be mad at anybody else for that. So stop with the crying. I'm throwing a dart.
All right. The last call is coming up close here on this morning edition of Darts. Dylan, what you got? What are we throwing darts at?
I want to throw darts at the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl.
So I'm going to.
Okay. He's printing up the Pro Bowl logo.
I'm printing out the Pro Bowl logo right now. And it's just because. Can we – I know they've tried all these different things to try and make it fun and make it cool, and I actually don't mind, like, the little games they do on the side like they used to, the dodgeball and all that stuff is cool. But at this point, I would honestly just rather do the little, like, side game stuff like that and just do away with the game. We don't care about the flag football. Just name who the Pro Bowlers are. You can still have the thought of the Pro Bowl, like this person is a Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
Do the little side games, but – just do away with the game. We don't need it. We don't care about it. Just do away with the game. I'm throwing darts at the Pro Bowl.
Totally with you. It's worthless at this point. Have a party. Have the fun side games, whatever. Honor the people. Give them a plaque or gold watch or whatever you want to give them.
Yeah.
And just move on.
I say just straight up turn it into flag football. But to your point, I'm also throwing a dart at it.
I didn't even know they still played it because I thought it was all competition now.
See?
Yeah, it's a flag football game now along with side mini games, basically.
Yeah.
And I like the little mini competitions, like the skill competitions.
They're fun.
But to your point, we don't need the performance of the game.
Celebrate the season. You don't need a Pro Bowl game anymore.
Yep.
Gotcha.
I'm in.
I'd have to agree.
All right. Who's up next? Noel?
All right. I guess I'm going to go. I am going to print out a sleeveless hoodie and some shorts.
Okay.
We got to throw a dart at Mark Zeno? Boy, what's going on here?
Yeah, LOL. Where is this going?
Wow, Mark Zeno catching strays.
LOL.
Oh my goodness.
Love Mark though. Love you, Mark.
I happen to actually watch UNC football. Yeah, I know. Who watches UNC football, right? I actually watch UNC football, so I do not understand the conversation about Bill Belichick coming back to coach anybody, anywhere that's not maybe somebody's high school. I don't get it. Like, you didn't start the season with the right quarterback. The only thing I heard in the offseason was Bill likes shorts now, and Duke won the ACC. So I don't and the ACC might as well be the equivalent of the NFC South. So I don't understand why we're talking about hoodie and shorts, dude, still coaching anywhere in the NFL. So I'm throwing a dart at some hoodie and some shorts because I'm done with it.
I did miss that the big takeaway from Bill Belichick this season is he likes shorts now.
Yeah, that was the offseason takeaway is that Bill likes wearing shorts.
That's amazing.
That was all we heard in the offseason was about 75 kids coming in from the portal and Bill running around on the beach with shorts.
There's not any takeaways from the season, that's for sure.
No, everybody walked out of the stands halftime after the first game, and I don't think they came back.
How is he still being talked about as relevant?
That's why we're on the
dark. Because he got six rings.
And that's why we're on the dartboard.
But yeah.
Sometimes time is over.
Uh-huh. You know, Father Time's undefeated.
You know.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Greg, do you want to throw darts at anything today?
I usually get
really excited about throwing darts.
Well, in conversation, I wasn't going to just sit here and be a hate on something because I tried not to do that because there'd be too many things I would do that about. But I was really just enjoying the intersection and how you guys go about doing these things. And so I didn't really prepare one. I mean, as this has played out, I was trying to think, okay.
Oh, we never prepared.
What
this
I got
at the end
be-
of the night, Greg.
All right, well, there's a bunch
morning,
of people
in, this case.
In my original hometown that need to shut up.
Whoa.
Okay.
And
okay.
That is those who are visibly, and some are on TV, talking about the decision that the new generation of McCaskies / Hallises have been discussing, along with my doppelganger, Kevin Warren. Who now is the president of Bears.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at Indiana as a home for the Bears to move to.
I definitely want you to speak on that before we go, but 1 second. You do have to have a representation of what we're throwing darts at. So how are you going to represent
what we're
throwing
out?
Darts at here? Is it a deep dish pizza? Is it a Chicago dog?
Oh, I got
it. What are we doing? What are we printing on the dot matrix?
Yeah, we'll do a tavern. A true Chicagoan wouldn't get a deep dish. They'd get a tavern style pizza.
There we go.
All right.
There we go.
But
I don't like the deep
style
dish.
Pizza.
Not a fan.
I like them, but, you know, we don't get thickers.
No, I like
for
that.
The visitors to come to town.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, first of all, you got the Meadowlands. Where is that Giants and Jets play?
That's right.
Where do I know there's another team? Kansas City came out this
Dallas.
Week.
Dallas.
Yeah, they're talking about they're moving.
They're moving to
Kansas.
Another state.
Yeah.
Right.
Across the border.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet still keeping the name
in their
title.
Dallas has got it.
Dallas is there. So the fact that they're discussing moving, because I remember growing up that the Bears were going to move to a suburb you guys might not notice, but it's and it's near the airport.
How far away is that?
It's sort of like going to, well, depending on where you live in the city, Rome.
Okay, so
Rome
a pretty good ways,
yeah,
but yeah,
not
okay.
that
right, right,
not that crazy.
Right.
But this is when the most powerful man in America was still alive, Not that dude at 1600 Pennsylvania. It was Mayor Daley. Mayor of Chicago was the most powerful dude. And he said, yeah, you guys can move, but you ain't calling yourself the Chicago Bears. Mm. You're taking the name Chicago out of that. And Virginia McCaskey, who's the daughter of George Halas, she says, all right, we're not moving. But now she passed last year.
Right.
And they're making business decisions. And Kevin Warren wasn't a part of the old regime. And given what you need in as a football organization, a new stadium is paramount. And they've been putting duct tape on that Soldier Field.
They have.
Is the worst.
And it's not even their stadium for real. Yeah, they just ran it and,
So we're throwing darts at people who are the possibility of moving. I'm in on that.
Any professional team leaving their present location for business decision for the right reason.
What have you kind of situation. Yeah. Yeah, I'm in. I can throw darts at that. I can support it.
I'll throw darts at that.
I'm also throwing darts at it for you, Greg.
We got you, Greg.
Well, I want to thank you. And I really don't know how to dismount from this show other than that I got a really big smile on my face. And this was the first of, I hope, many of these mashups. Again, you guys are on
Thursday night. We're back after the first of the year.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on Thursdays. Check us out on social media. You will find everything y'all need to know. Come hang out with us for an hour and throw darts and get randoms and everything else.
Chaos.
Dylan, when are you on again?
Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m.
And yours truly, along with Mr. Crenshaw, Sam, and Greg, we will be back here Friday morning from 6 until 9. And then, of course, our Sunday show, 6 until 9. Again, thank you, all of you, for letting us be a part of your Christmas Eve morning. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank all of you for joining me this morning in the studio and out there. It is time for the Steakhouse. Bo Morgan, Sandra Golden, up next. Have a big day and Merry Christmas. Radio 92.9 The Game.
See you, Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.